And so it is, dear friends, that we continue in this circle, we continue in this divine moment that we have been sitting in with you. We have many questions to ask you, although we know this is your question time. And tonight it would not be so appropriate, but we will throw several things out for you. We will ask for your input in the next few days. It has never been so that a large group of humans like this has at one time walked through the process of the awakening divinity. There are thousands, tens of thousands of light workers, of those who have been on the spiritual path at this time who are awakening. And we ask you to tell us what this is like, what this feels like within your biology. We ask you to express what it feels like in your emotions to be awakening. We ask you what it feels like in your transformation. All of this is important. We are curious about what is going on within you, the processes, the new understandings, the new wisdom that you are coming to. For all of us, for spirit, for you, this is all new. So we ask you to communicate with us, to share with us what you are experiencing in your moment, how this is, how it feels, also to walk such an alone path in a way. For we know that this has caused you to release many of the old things, of old relationships, of jobs, of ways of doing things. We ask you, what does this feel like to walk this path? We ask for your input. We ask you to share with us, for ultimately will not be us answering the questions for you, but we will gather in groups like this, and you will be answering for us. For indeed, you are the teachers. Now, we cause Caldra a bit of embarrassment here tonight, and we will answer a question before it comes up. There has been the question of Tobias about who is Tobias. My friend does not so much want us to go there. In the story that is in the book of Tobit, it talks of, my friend does not want us to go here. It talks of a Tobias Sr. and a Tobias Jr. And it was the Tobias Sr. that was blinded, that lost his fortune, that asked Tobias Jr., the young Tobias, to go out, to go find monies that were owed. And in doing so, young Tobias had many adventures along the way, burned much, and ultimately returned to give Tobias Sr. the money that was owed. And when this happened, he also gave him a type of cure that would provide the healing of his eye. And so in the book of Tobit, there were two Tobiases. And I, Tobias, the one that speaks to our friend through Kaudra, I am the Tobias Sr. And Tobias Jr. is the one who sits in the chair, the one who brings forth these messages to you. And he is the one I lovingly know and remember well as my son. And he does not like this so much. But I will honor him on this night and thank him for the work that he does. for fulfilling a contract, for being here at this time. It was an agreement that was made long, long ago. There was an agreement that was made when I chose not to come back, that he would go forth, that we would work together, and that at one time, because of the close energy and the deep love for each other, that he would become a channel, that he would bring forth the energy of the Crimson Council on Earth when the time became appropriate. And now, dear son, this is out. This is known. And it is our pleasure to share it with you. And with that, we would be happy to take any other questions.
Why are you disclosing that at this time?
There was, how to say, a ceremony earlier on this night that took place. Even we on this side of the veil have our own ceremonies and our own honorings. And somewhat difficult to describe, but during, shortly before this group began tonight, while the early music was playing, there was a ceremony for young Tobias at this time, where he was given acknowledgement for the work that he did, and it was a beautiful ceremony, and indeed it was filled with crimson, and indeed young Tobias was given his sword, given a new sword, and he was asked now to sit in on what you would call the Crimson Council in a seat of leadership here. And this is a moment that I, as a father to him at one time, was most proud of. And that is why we bring this forth.
In a recent small group channel, you mentioned digital technology being at the root of duality. You mentioned that we needed to learn to balance consciousness with technology. Can you talk about this, please?
Digital technology is an exemplification, is an example of duality. It exists as a positive and a minus, or as an O and a one, as two separate forms working together. When your scientists discovered the value of this digital technology, of the opposing force working together to create something new, this brought to Earth a whole new era in technology. This brought you things like your CD players. This brought you your communications technologies. This is helping to speed the communication, to speed, the transition on Earth. Technology in the past has been abused, as you would define it. Technology was used in Atlantis, and the results were not quite what you would have wanted them to be. You are finding now that there is a melding of technology in your spiritual growth. It is up to you, the ones who are in the Crimson Circle, to help bring this forth, to help combine technology with the deeper spiritual aspects. Your next step in this process, in this leap, will be the quad math, as we discussed earlier. There's new discoveries that exponentially accelerate what you now know as your dual digital technology. And these discoveries, as we say, are within several years of your time. Again, if you look at the number four, if you begin to understand the strength that lies within it, even your year, 2011, is a four number, which is the year before your final transition, what is thought to be the final transition of 2012. There is now much of a melding between technologies and the understandings inherent in these and your own spiritual growth. In the past, these have remained somewhat apart.
My friend and I saw a man disappear in front of our eyes. Who was he and what was the message?
Indeed, he never existed in the first place. It was an illusion. It was a highly realistic illusion. And in this illusion was discontinued after there was a message that he gave you in that was not verbally, it was through his mind, it was given to each of you. If you look back, you will understand what he was saying to you. And this was not a, how to say, a real entity. It was a composite of energies that were there appropriately for you.
Tobias, you speak of this lifetime as being one that we have all had to endure and suffer through. Is that not denying the created experience of the God I am that has allowed us to understand, grow, and evolve through the experience, and now revealing us our great divine accomplishments?
We honor you for this. We honor you for the experience that you have gone through, and we know also in your life there is much joy, there is much abundance. But we also never fail to thank you for what you do endure. We know, dear friends, that you are out there in the world each day. You are out going through challenges that have been set up. When we gather here together in this group, we always choose to thank you for those difficulties. Indeed, we honor you for the love, for the selflessness that is involved in what you do. But we also come here to help, for a brief moment, wash away the pains and the difficulties and the sadness that you have gone through. We know how challenging and how difficult this is. That is why we mention this time and time again.
From a non-dualistic perspective, all dimensions of creation have equal validity and purpose. In fact, from the perspective of spirit, playgrounds of 3D have taken eons of preparation to embody within. Why then does 3D, which is structured around duality, give us a bad rap?
In a nutshell, your space, your energy that has been created around Earth and your physical universe is unlike any other. It is, as we have said, and perhaps difficult to understand, existing outside of all that is. It is not at all getting a bad rap. It is only the most difficult to go through. From my own personal experience, I had walked the earth in many, many lifetimes and found it to be extremely difficult to walk in duality, to be cut off, seemingly, from connection with spirit. It was overwhelming. That is why there is so much respect and honor from our side for what you are doing. All realities, all dimensions, indeed have validity, but there is none other in all of creation that is set up like what you are experiencing here. It is the most challenging, but yet provides the greatest form of new creation of all.
As our physical bodies change, will this be evident to professionals who might examine our blood or DNA?
It indeed will be, not only to those who read your energy, but to those who look at it under a microscope. Although their observations will come later, they will be somewhat shocked. They will ask many of you to undergo further testing, and this is a good point to bring up here, for there is the potential for this to bring up fear within you that there is something wrong, that there is illness, and we remind you to simply live in the divine present moment, to let them test if you so choose, but they will see subtle differences begin in the areas where they can more readily observe them, particularly in cellular structure and alignment. They will see changes here. They will see changes in those outward elements of your biology, including your skin and your eyes and your hair. And yes, indeed, they will notice differences in your blood, in the balance of red and white, and also in the way the blood cells now attract new type of cells, particularly those that provide healing and prevent illness.
As teachers, will we be verbally disseminating information, or will it be more of a nonverbal energy exchange?
It will be both. There will be much work that you do on the nonverbal levels as you begin to understand more of your own divinity and of the dynamics of this new energy. Much of your work will be done, much of the work you do in particular to affect the situation will be done nonverbally, but the humans that come to you will have a great need for verbal information. So as a secondary, you will be talking to them, soothing them, and helping them to understand what is going on.
Tobias, how do I have divine moments in my everyday work life? It's easy to do it here in the group of family, but with phone ringing and demands being made. That was it.
Dear friends, we never said this would be easy. In this energy here today, as we have asked you to feel, certainly it is quite possible to feel and to understand that divine moment. It will take practice on your part. It will take dedication. Interestingly, that it should not take struggle. When you are in your challenging situations at work, simply stand behind the short wall, stand in your divine moment, and allow. And then you will see things begin to change around you. But you must begin the process with the conscious intent to stand in your divine moment, to stand on the other side of the short wall, and then just be in that moment. It should be no struggle. It should be no difficulty. And as you consciously intend this and practice this on a regular basis, it will become more natural and it will become easier and easier. This divine moment is wanting to be part of you. It is wanting to come forth in your life. So it is not like you have to make it happen. You simply have to allow the space for it to happen in.
Are there ways to help increase our vibration, such as essential oils, homeopathy, etc.?
Dear friends, we'll go back to the example of the tuning fork that we discussed earlier today. Within you, imagine, feel this tuning fork with two tines, each that had been vibrating at different frequencies, opposing frequencies. Now go in and allow them to begin vibrating at harmonious frequencies. This will be the most powerful thing you can do for yourself. It is within you. It is within your DNA. It is yours. You already own it. These other things you speak of, you do not own. You must go out and buy and apply and put inside you. You see here, it is not to condemn any of these products, for many hold value, but until you begin the process within, it will have little or no effect on you. You have found this in your life up to now. You take these things, and there is brief and momentary joy that comes from them, brief and momentary healing, but they are not the answer. And we know we speak truth to each of you here on this. Begin the process within. Begin the alignment within. Then when you take these substances at points in the future, they will be much more effective and much more intense. But you will also question yourself when you pull out your pocketbook to use them as to whether they are really needed.
Does meditation play a part in the new energy?
The answer, quite simply, is not as you know it. And here's one also where Teldra shies away and asks if things will be thrown at him here. Your meditations in the past, for the most part, were struggling and difficult. Indeed, they helped you get to this point, and we ask you to always honor that part of yourself. But as you move into the new energy, you do not need to sit and meditate daily for a prescribed period of time and fight the thoughts coming through your mind. All you need to do, friends, is each day allow and accept all that is, accept yourself, and live in the divine moment. You will find that you will desire quiet time to be by yourself, but it will be like a river of wisdom and love flowing through you rather than a structured meditation. All of these things, again, have served you well, but it is no longer necessary to go back to the old bookshelf to read the old books. This is indeed the new energy. When we began this series, when we began speaking to this group of these new things, we warned that some of this would be difficult and challenging. It would, in a sense, take away or replace all that has brought you to this point. But there's also sitting in front of us on this night a new being, a being that has come to this place as a result of many, many lifetimes, but there is a new being that sits before us. That new being is being called from within to allow the God self to flow through, to allow the divinity and the Christ consciousness to come through. These are new times and there are new ways for them. They're challenging in many respects, but these are also things that you have learned and you know. At this point, we are simply reaffirming for you it is time to move on.
What can you tell us about love relationships during these times, especially for single light workers? Thank you. Bless you.
This, again, is one of the most challenging areas. For many of those who are in the spiritual service find themselves alone. We know there is the desire in the heart to share with another. But there is a reason why you have given yourself this quiet time, this time of being alone. It is so that you could truly focus on your own process without distraction. Indeed, it is not that you are not worthy or capable of love, but you have asked to be in the house by yourself, specifically to go through the processes so that you could come out to be the teacher that you asked to be before you ever came here. As you live in the divine moment, as you're tuning forth, your vibrational center within comes back into balance, where there is no longer the old quotient of one-third and two-thirds, where it is now a balance and a harmony. Oh, they will be attracted to you. They will come to you. They will see the light, and then it will be up to you to discern what is appropriate for you at this time. We know it is challenging to be on this path alone, to see others at the stores, at the parks, enjoying each other's company, but dear friends, part of your process that you have asked for is that time of solitude. We do see this changing, but it is not something you must go out and seek. It will be brought to you in all appropriateness.
Divine, I've found a home that I'm wanting to buy. How do I remain in the perfect moment and proceed with this transaction? And also, how do I plan vacations now?
It is appropriate that here in the metaphor of your new home that one would now come to be for you. In this situation, again, we ask you to go within to this vibrational tuning fork to allow it to be balanced, to allow the harmony. Then all of these frustrating things that you would normally experience with purchasing a house will seem to resolve themselves. Indeed, you will need to be present. You will need to have the intent to be in this new house. But the paperwork, your loans, your timetables, and all the other processes will seem to flow together. Now, as you know, many times it will occur at the last possible moment. It will not all be laid out for you well in advance, but simply release any fear associated with it, and it will come into play. With your vacation, our friend Kaldra is not so good about these. We are reminding him. When you feel that it is time for a break to renew your own energy, which you will find there will be a continuous need to step out for a moment to be by yourself, simply create that time. It is something that you are worthy of. Simply create that time and then use that to once again recharge your own energy.
My 7-year-old son has had a reoccurring nightmare, and he describes numbers getting higher and things going too fast, and he physically feels sick. He says at the time that he feels so sad. Can you give us any feedback as to what might be happening for him? Thank you.
And many dream at night. They dream of number sequences and number patterns. This is not unusual. And indeed, right now, there is a speeding up of the energies and the frequencies. Those with certain type of mindsets will literally dream in numbers. Our friend Kaldra has also done this, and what is being seen by your son is essentially the making or the weaving of the tapestry that we have spoken of before, but he is seeing this on a mathematical basis. He is also seeing the rapid speeding up of events, of technologies, of experiences, accelerating very rapidly as you approach what you would call a quantum leap in your evolution. And this indeed makes the physical body nauseous to experience this type of thing at a deep level like this. It is quite simple for him, ask him to, before he sleeps at night, to not see these as numbers, but to bring them together, bring together the digits that create the picture or the visual reality. Ask him for this, and there will be a, ask him to request this, and there will be assistance for him.
Last Saturday, my friend and I decided to go to a bar on Fort Carson Army Base. We received directions, but on the second try, we came to a dark building without a sign, closed doors, and no cars in the parking lot. We were sure this was not the bar. After more of the same directions, we came back to the same building a half hour later at 11 p.m. Now the lights were on, and we were told that the bar had been open since 7 p.m., but was now closing. Were we in any danger, or was this some type of omen? Thank you.
Quite simply, it was not appropriate for you to be there. You will find, light workers will find more and more of these type of strange events occurring. And again, we always ask you to look for the number 4 implanted in these situations. This will be a clue to you not to go to a place of fear or panic, but to understand there are many changes underway.
Last written question. I have been wanting to travel around the world. I look for a point to do that, or do I just go? A job to do that, or do I just go? Sorry.
It is not so appropriate right now in your development to travel. It is not the time to do this. We are calling in others here to help. There are journeys that you are taking that are not of the physical form. There are vast journeys you are taking at night, but you are not so much remembering your dreams either. This is causing you to think that there is a worldwide journey, but it is not the appropriate time now, perhaps later. There are reasons here we choose not to discuss.
Well, back, you told me to soak in the sea salt in the bathtub. Do I need to keep doing that?
We have often recommended to light workers as one of the most basic healing assistances for them is to soak in the bath in the sea salt water. There are properties here that will help pull out the impurities within the physical body, that will also pull out stress. And this is something that we very much recommend. It is not that you are ingesting anything in your body. It is not that you are trying to alter. You are simply allowing these sea salts to help to you to release things that are no longer appropriate. We find this to be very beneficial for the light workers.
Oh, yeah.
If our old self is dying or leaving and our new self is now here, have we ascended?
Indeed, it is not that the old self has died. The old self has completed its journey, its contract. The old self has taken a job, so to speak, that it has done very well and worked very hard at, and now it can be released. It can return back to what you would call home. There is much honor in this. The term ascension is not one that we use so much, for there are many misunderstandings of this that come from your churches and even from your New Age materials, for there is the assumption that when you ascend, you will immediately be healed of all things, that you will know all things, that you can do all things. But in another sense, yes, indeed you are ascending, you are changing, you are now being able to accept your divinity into this reality. But we only caution you about what you assume ascension is. Again, we ask you to understand that things will be quite different than what you have thought. They will be powerful and wonderful, but we ask you to hold no assumption of what this ascension process is.
Tobias, you mentioned stress. Is it not true that experiencing divine moments is absolutely impossible from a state of stress?
When you are in a state of stress, as most of you experience on a daily basis, this is the ideal time to be in your divine moment. This is the ideal and most powerful time to stand behind the wall for a moment, to be in the divine moment. And indeed, stress will make it challenging and difficult, but once you begin to understand under these situations how to be in the divine moment, my friends, you will advance very rapidly. You will become empowered very rapidly.
We are seemingly more and more dependent on computer technology and the internet. It seems that everyone I know who uses a computer in any capacity whatsoever is having constant problems. What's up with that?
All things considered, your internet technology is less than 12 years old. Your computer technology that you know today at your desktop is less than 30 years old. There are still many things that are being resolved. Look at your internet, look at your computer capabilities as part of the new energy, as part of the new and rapid communications and understandings. When you understand that your internet resides in no one single place, that it resides at the hands of each user, that the power is within the hands of each user. This is all, in a sense, an illustration of what is happening with your own divinity rising from within you. It does not come from spirit, from a central place in heaven, as your church has taught you. It is not monolithic. It happens within you. And yes, there is learning going on within your internet. There is learning going on within you. But that is all part of the process. That is what you, the new creators, are creating. That is what you are doing.
I would like insight regarding how to hold my relationship with my partner, especially around the current legal situation, which we are both involved in.
Here you are trying too hard. You are worry too much of the future and the outcome here. And we ask you quite simply to live in this divine moment, to adjust your own frequencies within and be ready to accept the outcome no matter what it is. Again, the grasp that you have on this situation is far too tight. Simply release and allow and understand that it will work out in perfection.
I work with new technologies and would like to know if there are specific directions to go in at this time.
There are many, many different directions that we see to go in. We are looking for one that would best serve you here. Allow a moment here. You are best suited here for one that enables a faster, more efficient processing of data. Yes, that will be needed. Even the systems that you work with now will be quite outmoded within the next few years. They need to efficiently handle vast amounts of this data will become more and more important.
With our vibration drawing all that we need to us, as we sit in the now moment, how do we work with our runner angels?
This is an excellent question, for as you know, there are those on our side of the veil that are here specifically to assist, but they cannot do so until you create the intent and the energy behind this. Again, they do not do it for you, but they can facilitate, and they do facilitate the process. This is both in terms of your experience on Earth, but also multidimensionally. As you change your own resonance, as you draw to you all things that are appropriate, they, in a sense, speaking somewhat metaphorically, are the ones who are helping, facilitating to get those things to you. They are the ones who, on other levels, are smoothing the barriers, if there are external barriers that are preventing these things from coming to you or slowing down how they come to you. The runners, in a sense, are literally balancers of energy. They work with your energy to help balance, to bring the appropriate things in at the appropriate time. It is that you can request specifically and give intent for them to help. You'll be more conscious of their assistance, but in a sense, they are also always doing this work. And at this point, we will take one more question.
Are we preparing to create a third... Are we preparing to create a third creation now? Does it overlap the two previous circles of creation, as in the flower of life image? And are these essentially seven circles or spheres of creation, as in the flower of life circle?
Well, let's say at this time there is no third creation in effect. This is somewhat difficult to explain here. We ask you to go back to our discussion earlier of quad mathematics. As the second creation begins to unfold, there will not be a linear path of new creations. It will unfold exponentially. It will unfold in a, not quite right term, but in a square root basis. And again, that is why there is so much focus right now on the second creation, because it creates a template that will be used as we go into, as you go into, the quad mathematics of creation.
Last question. Tobias, I had a strong desire to go to Mount Shasta. Should I go?
Yes. When there are desires that are from the heart like this, when we see no barrier to it, we say go. But again, we say keep an open mind on what you find there. Have no predetermination. Dear friends, this will take intent and energy on your part in all forms with what we have been discussing, what we've been relaying to you. We ask you to consciously work on this until we meet again, to consciously work on accepting all things as they are, accepting your human self and now your divine human self, and also living in the divine moment. And the more you work on this, the more energy put into it, the faster the overall results will be for you and for the others who follow. And we remind you once again, there is an entourage that is here, that is always with you. You are never alone. And so it is.